This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Today, we're going to tell you about the Roseburg Virtual School. Principal Danny Jardine, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
So, I guess, first of all, how long have you led the Roseburg Virtual School?
2 years. This is our second year. Last year, we were a K-5 virtual school, and this year, we expanded to K-8.
Now, talk about your background in education before doing this.
Oh, let's see. This is my 19th year in education, and I taught in the classroom for 14 or 15 years, and I taught primarily upper grades, but I've taught first through fifth. And then when we moved up here to Roseburg, I got to work at the district office managing a grant and then went in to be their teaching and learning coordinator until the last couple years, where I've been doing some more work with our virtual school.
Now, explain what Roseburg Virtual School is, because I have a feeling a lot of people really don't know.
You're right. A lot of people don't know. We had talked about implementing a virtual school pre-COVID, and then, you know, all things COVID happened, and we, you know, got to dabble in distance learning there for a year or two. But virtual school really is more of an asynchronous component where kids get to work on an online platform at home. That's part of our program. And then the other part of our program that we offer that a lot of virtual schools don't is we also offer daily online Zooms where we have our local teachers, the Roseburg teachers, that teach course subjects daily. So that's kind of a nice component. One thing that stands us separate from a lot of other virtual programs, though, is we have what we call our Hive Days. And once a week for all kids and twice a week for our primary kids, students can come on campus and do some supplemental activities and some fun things, which we'll talk about later.
So are those always like the same day of the week?
Yes, every Wednesday is our K-8 Hive Day, and it's from 9 to noon. So it's great for families that are looking for a virtual option. You know, they want that flexibility of virtual school, but they're also looking for a little extra student interaction, maybe get that one-on-one support or in-person support from teachers. It's a great day. We have most of our kids come on Wednesdays. It's pretty fun.
Now, even though it's a virtual school, you have actually a physical campus.
Yes, we do. We are actually located at the old Rose Elementary building, and all of our teachers are on campus every single day. We do have students that come in for additional support other than Wednesdays from time to time, but it makes it nice because if families have tech problems or their Chromebook's not working, there's always someone there to help out.
So how many teachers are there?
Oh, let's see. We have teachers for K through 6th, and then we have two teachers that split up 7th and 8th. So I think we're looking at about 8 teachers altogether, and then we also have a SPED teacher to help out with IEPs and our 504 kids.
So is the model that you're doing, is it becoming, and I have a feeling this is an evolving situation, is it becoming more common other places too?
Yeah, you know, in the last probably 5 to 7 years, I think the state overall has seen more virtual schools and charter schools with a virtual option start popping up. I think families are just looking for something different. Just the brick and mortar option doesn't always fit the needs of some of our kids and some of our families. And so, you know, our superintendent decided that we wanted to make sure that we're meeting that needs for our families. So,
what's been the response to these first 2 years?
We've had a really good response so far. Our school is still pretty small, but we are constantly adding kids. It seems like we get calls every week just asking about it. What are we doing? Adding in middle school has been really great for us. A lot of our students are middle school students. Last year, we only brought kids on campus once a month. And at the end of the year, we surveyed our families just to get feedback for planning to see what we could improve. And it was overwhelming that families loved that component and asked for more of it, which is why we're doing it at least once a week for all of our kids and twice a week for our K-2 kids. So
what
it's
been
nice.
What are the advantages of this type of education?
Well, I think it's just, it gives our families one more option, you know, just something different they can choose. If their child is struggling for a variety of different reasons in school, some families are just looking for something different. Maybe they travel a lot. We have some kids that have maybe some health challenges that keep them home on a regular basis and they miss a lot of school. And so this kind of eliminates that. Our kids have more flexible schedules. They Zoom in the mornings. That's when they get support from their teachers. But that asynchronous part can be done anytime. So everything gets released on Mondays. Families know what they need to complete, and they have all week to get the work done. So for families that travel a lot, things like that, it just offers that flexibility too.
So would a student then be able to, let's say, go through all their math for the week in one day if they wanted?
Probably not quite in one day. It is a rigorous program. So I always, when I talk to families on the phone, I always say, if you're looking for easier, this isn't for you. If you're looking for different, then we're probably what you're looking for. Most of our students, probably between their Zoom time with their teachers and then the asynchronous part in our platform, we use FlexPoint curriculum, and it's all designed to be online virtual curriculum. You're probably looking at, for primary kids, 3 to 4 hours a day, and for upper elementary middle school kids, I would say a solid 4 to 5 hours a day, depending. But it does give the flexibility that they can pace out their week and get done a little bit sooner. Or on the opposite end, if they're busy during the week and they'd rather work in the evenings or the weekends, they can do that too.
Now, with having a physical campus and some interaction, I imagine that's different than some kids that are doing online schooling where the instructor may be who knows where.
Yes. That definitely makes a big difference. A lot of programs have teachers, but they're sprinkled everywhere, and so they just have very limited contact the students do with their teachers, and that isn't always helpful, you know. Our teachers are available pretty much from 8 to 4, either via Zoom or office hours. Families can call or come by. It makes it nice, and those Wednesdays are really amazing. We've developed such a community this year, just bringing our kids on campus. They're able to make friends. They can get support from their teachers. And that's also a time we can supplement. We do STEAM projects, activities. We do hands-on. We do buddy reading, which is my favorite time of the day. Art, all the things that are just a little more challenging to do virtually, we offer that. And our parents love that their kids can get a little social interaction as well. So it's kind of the best of both worlds, really.
So do you find that kids doing this are spread throughout the district? I mean, is it, you know, live all over?
Yeah, we're pretty scattered all over. We have kids from, I think, probably all of our buildings. We also accept transfers. So we do have some kids from out of the district, but local to Douglas County. But yeah, I've seen a large growth in our middle school population over the last couple months, but definitely sprinkled about for sure.
So are there any disadvantages to this?
Well, I don't think there are. One disadvantage that I will say that I see is that our kiddos need someone at home to help them. It's not something that you can just plunk your kid on the computer and go about your day or leave and go to work. So our kids that are home alone without an adult support with them, I would say are a little bit more of a disadvantage than our kids that have a family member at home to help them.
Obviously, there's times when technology issues come or just other things that happen. And we've seen that would be kind of hard if nobody else is there.
Yeah, it is. And we have navigated and figured out all sorts of tools and different ways that we can reach out and help kids. But just for the accountability piece, time management, keeping kids on track, it really is helpful. And it develops such a great relationship between our teachers and our families. I think all of my teachers, this conversation has come up numerous times at our staff meetings, that our teachers, one, know our kids so much better. You know, we have the ability to just know our kids better, and also families, because it's a partnership. We can't do it alone on Zoom, and our families can't do it by themselves either. So we just have gotten to know the moms and the dads and the aunts and the grandmas so much more than we do when we taught in brick and mortar. So it's been a really, really great, great experience.
All right, we're going to take a break. More with Danny Jardine, principal of Roseburg Virtual School. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1245 on Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248, Lars Larson coming at 1 on tomorrow's Inside Douglas County. Another look at education. The superintendent, Kimberly Kellison of the Winston-Dillard School District, will be in. Talking about Roseburg Virtual School today, Principal Danny Jardine. Second year for this. What about for the teachers who are used to a regular teaching model? How has it been different for them? What do they like better about this?
Oh, gosh, I think just about everything you could imagine is different. And it's different, again, from, you know, the last couple years that we spent doing distance learning. You know, they tried to figure that out the best we can. And then we switched gears again to try and make what would be a more permanent, you know, a permanent schedule. Our teachers, what's different than teaching in brick and mortar is we get so much formative assessment information from our kids when we're in person, just by watching them, talking to them, watching them figure out a problem. All of those things you do in person, you can't do when you're in a Zoom. And so we just have worked really, really hard to be super insightful, to figure out how we can still do what's best for kids, you know, through Zoom with a little bit of the hybrid on Wednesdays, but still to be able to collect that data we need from kids to do what's best, make sure they're learning, make sure we know what their next steps are. So our teachers work a lot on just being engaging, figuring different things out, working with kids, and creating schedules too that are best for kids, because we also don't want kids to be on Zoom all day long, right? So we try to get the most bang for our buck and get them in and out of a Zoom so they can learn a bunch and then go apply what they learned into their assignments. It's been a huge learning curve, but I've got the most amazing teachers that have just taken this on and have run with it.
So are the instructors that you have, are these people that have been teaching for a long time, or some of them newer, or kind of a mix?
You know what? I would say most of my teachers are veteran teachers, and they're veteran to Roseburg School District teachers. I think my youngest, freshest teacher has been teaching for 6 years. So nobody's super new. I've got a lot of knowledge in my building, so that makes it kind of nice too.
So you talk about Wednesdays when kids can come in. What about, and maybe this applies more to older kids, the activity piece that you might get at a school, after school activities, things like that. How does that work?
Yeah. So for elementary, kids can still join Boys and Girls Club to do sports like they normally would, because those aren't necessarily in, you know, our schools. For our middle school students, if they want to do sports or after school clubs, they can go back to their home school, so either Fremont or Jolaine, and they can still participate in our extracurricular clubs and sports. So they do have that option.
And do you feel like a lot of them are taking advantage of that?
I don't know if a lot are taking advantage. I don't know after school what a lot of our kids do, because it is, you know, a lot just virtual, and I don't always get to talk to the kids when they come in on Wednesdays about if they're involved in sports or not. But I know we have a few for sure that are doing it. So So, it's nice to have that flexibility and allow kids to still participate.
So for a new student, are you rolling this out in terms of you've got to start it in September, or do you accept kids during the year? How does that go?
So we really try, just for consistency's sake, we really try to enroll kids at the start of each new quarter, which is coming up. Our new quarter starts on January 24th. So anytime between now and then, you can be put on our wait list and we can get the ball rolling. We do also try to be flexible, because sometimes there is an extenuating circumstance that a family just really needs to get their kid enrolled right now. And so we try to be as flexible we can if need be.
So what do the parents think of how this is working?
I would say for the most part, our parents that have been participating are, I think they're happy with it. We get lots of great feedback. We just put out a survey to parents to ask for more feedback after the first couple quarters, and we got some great comments. We got a couple of ideas of things that we are going to work on to bring into our building moving forward. But I think it's just a great support for parent. I would say the most positive feedback we've received are from our families that had intentions or had been homeschooling their kids that felt like, gosh, I need more support. Like, I can't do this by myself. I need something. And this was a good match for them, because they can still support their kids at home and be fully involved in what they're teaching, but then also have support from teachers. And it's just been a great connection.
For kids that started this when it began, did you see a lot of them continue into the second year?
I would say it's hit or miss, to be honest. Last year, at the start of the year, we had a lot of our students were enrolled with us because of COVID reasons, masking reasons, that sort of a thing. And so throughout the year, we saw a lot of drops-offs, you know, as masks were lifted, those kinds of things. But the families that stayed from last year and rolled up, I would say, while last year we lost a lot, this year we have lost very few. Our kids that started with us in September, for the most part, are still with us.
And I suppose it's maybe too early to know, just test result wise, to compare this model versus the regular classroom.
A little early on, we do have a lot of data. Our students take iReady just like they do in the buildings. Our elementary students take an IRLA assessment, which is reading. So we have access to a lot of the same assessments to be tracking. I can say for the most part, the kids that are attending Zooms and completing their work, they are on track to be equal or higher than our kids in brick and mortar. Like, it's not a second-rate program at all. We are able to offer the same type of education. Our kids overall did pretty well on SBAC last year. So we do have lots of different assessing to kind of make sure we're within the standard norm, and our kids are. They're performing.
I would think for the teachers to be doing what they're doing in a building that doesn't have kids most of the time is gonna be a weird feeling, though.
It sometimes is. Last year, it was really lonely. It's hard to have a school with no kids and just hear that constant chatter. But now, bringing kids on campus once a week, it's kind of that happy medium for us. The rest of the time, we do a lot of talking about kids. You know, when we talked about our teacher schedules being different, one thing that we do have to plan into our day that just looks different in a brick and mortar building is we have to plan a lot of time for grading and assessing of students, just because the work that comes to us looks different. For example, we might have an assignment that is a video submission. So in order to grade an assignment, a teacher has to watch a video submission for a kid. Well, that takes a while, you know, when you have to listen to 10, 15, 20 different videos. So we build into our teaching schedules lots of time for collaboration to get together and talk about kids. But those Wednesdays definitely help fill our bucket to hear the chatter of kids on campus.
So if parents are hearing about this and are interested in finding out more, what's the enrollment process like?
Well, I would encourage kids to, or families families to call us first. Robin, my office manager, is a wealth of information. She can talk families through what to expect, what expectations are, just to make sure it's a good fit. She also has some quick videos that she can email out, different things like that, just so parents can make a really good informed decision to make sure this is a good fit. But if so, all we need to do is start the enrollment process. We would prefer to wait until quarter, but we can definitely get kids put on a wait list to have them ready to go on Monday, I guess it would be Tuesday, the 24th.
All right. And what's the phone number for Roseburg Virtual School?
Oh, gosh, you put me on the spot. Let's see. I'm going to have to pull it up because I don't call my own office because I'm always there.
Well, and they can find that off the district website.
Yes, though. I'm sorry. It is off the district website. And you could look it up, which I should know these things.
Danny Jardine, principal of Roseburg Virtual School. Out of time for now. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.